Hi, it's January 23rd, 2018. I'm interviewing Tracy Baptiste about her book, Rise of the Dumpies. What inspired you to write Rise of the Dumpies?
So when I was little, my mom would tell me stories about Jumpies, or people that I knew would talk about Jumpies like they could be anybody. But there were no Jumpies that were in books, and I was a huge book nerd, so I really wanted to have a book that I could pick up and hold and read anytime that was about Jumpies.
Cool. Do you like mermaids, and is this why you wrote about them in Rise of the Jumpies?
Of course, I love mermaids. And the thing is, when I was growing up, most of the mermaid stories I saw, or actually all of the mermaid stories that I saw, were mermaids that had very pale skin and blonde hair or red hair, like Ariel. And there were no mermaids that had dark brown skin or very dark skin like I did or my friends did. And I lived on an island, and I was sure that there were mermaids in the water all the time because we would go to the beach every weekend. And I was sure that there were mermaids, and I'm sure that they looked like me. So I wanted to have some mermaids with beautiful brown skin and with beautiful braided hair, because that's how we wore our hair in the summer when we were in the beach a lot. We would cornrow our hair so that it would stay, you know, for a week or a couple of weeks at a time, and we wouldn't have to worry about it, and we could go swimming. And so I wanted to have some mermaids that looked like that.
Okay. I love mermaids too.
Yeah.
Why are the snakes from the island that they came to, with them that the mermaids helped them go to, the only animals that Corinne can hear talking, or can she hear other animals?
I made Corinne be able to hear the snakes in Ghana because I needed her to be able to communicate with them. So she, the magic that I'm trying to get at there is that Mama Jlo, who is the Jumbie who sends her all the way to Ghana, she's part snake herself. And so she gives her this ability. Just before she leaves, she literally puts something on Corinne so that she is able to transact with these snakes when she gets to the island. And it also sort of completes the illusion that Corinne could possibly be Mama Jlo or Mami Wata, which is what she claims to be when she gets to the island. So it's just all part of that little bit of magic that Mama Jlo uses so that basically she can get what she wants, which is the opal.
Very interesting. Who inspired the main character?
Corinne?
Yes.
Oh, well. Corinne is a very fierce and bold and independent girl, which is not like me at all, because I was very shy and definitely felt like I couldn't do big, bold, brave things. So Corinne was absolutely inspired by my mom, who is completely bold and fierce and can take care of everything and anything at any time.
Cool. You seem like you can do more than you thought you could.
Maybe now. But when I was a kid, I don't feel like I did not feel very confident when I was little. So maybe now I have gotten there.
Why is the story about lost children?
Oh, the second, why is it about lost children? That's a good question. So I needed to have some kind of tragedy that would set Corinne on her path. And so I figured that this would be a good way to do it, because it would be very close to Corinne, because it would start off with friends of hers. And then it would get the parents all riled up, because of course they don't know what's happening to their children. So I felt that that was terrible enough of a thing to happen that could get the whole island on edge and kind of force Corinne into doing what she eventually does, which is going to Mama Jlo to ask for help, because she wants to be the one to save them, because she also is feeling, you know, sort of weird because now people know that she's a half Jumpie.
Last question. Not the last question, sorry. What did you used to teach?
Oh, I mostly taught second grade, but I also taught pre-KK and sixth grade. But second grade was probably my first love, because the kids really learn how to read in second grade. So it's a lot of fun when they come in at the beginning of second grade and they can't really read that well. And then they leave second grade and they're reading everything. So it was a big reading year. And I really enjoyed having kids just learning how to read and then start to figure out what they wanted to read, because of course not every kid likes every book. So trying to pair up books with kids was my favorite part of teaching second grade.
Cool. Finally, last question. Real last question. What are you working on now?
I am currently working on a few different things. One of them is a graphic novel that is historical. I can't really say more about it because my publisher has asked me specifically not to say anything more. I am working on possibly a third Jumbies book. We have not decided yet, but that is a possibility. And I am finishing up the Minecraft novel, which still doesn't have a title, which is why I still keep calling it the Minecraft novel, because as we have talked about before, I'm terrible at titles. So we still have no title for that, but it does come out in August.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
And
that was great.
Good night.